When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 354. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Johnny Bo. What's up, dude?
What's up? I'm in a good mood. We got new Mario Kart tracks.
We do. They're on screen.
I got a new hat. I got hat merch if you want to
plug it, baby. Plug it. Where can we find it? In your streams? Find it.
Yeah, come to my streams. You get a link. And they're pretty sweet. They're pretty clean. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
They look fresh. Whoa. I like it. Crawler's getting coconut mauled right now. Crawler, what's up, dude?
How's it going? Crawler coming at you. I'm in my final race. I'm having a country here. Final race for the first cup, going for my 3 stars on 150cc.
It's
been fun.
The cars are static right here, and everybody's upset about it. They're just shy guys.
Were they not static?
They used to move with Miis in them before, and so
Welcome to Mario Kart Tour of these maps.
Oh gosh, here we go. Here we go. Cheesy, what's up, dude?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? Can you guys hear me? I feel like there's a delay. Is there a delay?
There is a little delay now.
Okay.
Doesn't seem too bad.
It looks like you're talking, and then it takes like a couple seconds for the audio to actually come through.
Okay, well, it looks better on my end.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
It's Mario Kart
We'll
day,
just go with it. Kind we'll of. Do it live.
We'll do it live.
I it's have that audio, clip, but it's anyway. Not, it's not clean audio. For this one.
So, yeah, even the gameplay right now is suffering. Like, it's...
Chugging.
It's chugging along right now. So we were trying to give you guys
coming at me.
We were trying to give you guys some gameplay. But before we jump into this, remember NPC shirts for the 5-year anniversary. n64josh.com/merch/store. Now I mix it up because of my Twitch stream. I think it's /store. You can go and pick up. They're limited edition. The end of this month, they're gone. So there's two different variants. They say NPC on them. They're a lot of fun.
I need to get mine.
The crew is gotta
get some. It made me sweat on that one.
So the new Mario Kart inspired shirt is also available there. You can go check it out. Plus all the old merch that's there as well. So the Smash Bros. Tournament is happening. Not this Saturday, but next. It is a $100 prize if you get first place. Not an Amazon gift card. I'm just going to PayPal you the cash. All right. Third prize is going to be $25 and second, or third is going to be $10. Second's going to be $25. So,
sheesh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Show up for that. Like, I want to see how many people we can get there. The four of us are streaming, I think, on Saturday night now.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
I know I'm going to be streaming tomorrow and Saturday, but the four of us are going to be together doing Mario Kart. We want you guys to come race with us. So far, we've had 65 people in my tournament this week. I want to see if we can get that number up over 100. And I would love to see.
It sucks is it's going to be very hard to get the DLC maps if we do it that way.
Probably. Yes, that is true. So who knows? We might split off into four rooms, but then we have to add everybody on our friends list. So I just don't know about that either, because that is obnoxious with the way the Switch is right now. It's so slow. So, you know.
Yeah, Johnny was doing that today because
Oh my God.
He got a
purge.
Germany friend. Oh, that Link just stole my thing. And yeah, he had access to the the courses early, so Johnny was able to join on him, and then everyone was adding Johnny. So it was Johnny was pulling Josh's and going AFK in the lobby in between races and picking random.
Yeah, it's super great. So it looks like the stream just cleaned up a little bit, so that's good. But I just got to see if Cheesy is your voice in sync with your lips. Let's find out. Moment of truth.
I think so. No. Yep.
Yes. Oh, they changed the direction. That's the thing about these new courses. They changed direction.
Still delayed.
But you know what? It's just the way it is. We're just going to roll with it. Yeah, we'll just roll with it. So, some of the NPC fams already playing Spare Change says Paris track is weird. Victor says new courses are amazing. Miguel over on Facebook playing Mario Kart DLC right now. I was a good podcast host and did not play, but we were supposed to go live. I used great restraint. So, but last thing, come hang out in the Discord. And then I want these guys to plug their stuff real quick. So Cheesy, we'll start with you. Where can people connect with you?
Hey, you can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
There we go. Johnny, where can they find you?
I am Johnny Ebo everywhere. Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube.
Living rent free in the heads.
Living rent free on, oh my God, living rent free on TikTok for sure, bro.
Crawler, where can we find you?
Best place is probably Twitter, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. Occasional random thoughts, you know, complaining about data transfer on the Switch OLED and all that fun stuff.
And me giving you crap about it.
Yep. I'm the exception with my 400 gig card that's full.
Get off my lawn. You sound like you know, one of those.
Johnny's got more stuff archived technology. Than I do,
so. Oh, it's fantastic. Well, we got Mario Kart to talk about. We've got Monster Hunter to talk about, and we're gonna start with Mario Kart DLC. And Cheesy got to play some Monster Hunter for the first time, and we get to hear his thoughts there as well. And we've also got new stuff, new DLC for Monster Hunter. We got a few more details about that as well. We'll be taking a look at that video while we discuss it. So let's talk Mario Kart, though. Like, it's not all sunshine and roses. Johnny, why don't you kick it off for us? What are some of your thoughts?
The first thing is it wasn't a worldwide release, which I thought was kind of odd.
Yep.
So I was luckily able to play in one of the viewers' lobbies because they're over in Germany. So it came out in Europe and overseas before it came out here in the US, which is out now in the US. But I just found it odd that they didn't release it worldwide. The way they've been doing DLC for other games is they always come out before they actually say it.
Right.
But the tracks themselves, like, I'm enjoying that we're getting new tracks. You could definitely tell that they were probably ports from Mario Kart Tour. The most unfortunate thing is there is no anti-gravity on any of these maps, and that was the main focus of Mario Kart 8. That was the gimmick, I guess. And then the other downside is they don't feel as alive as the other Mario Kart tracks. Like, they seem a little empty. There's not much going on in them. Like, I was comparing them to the Wii U DLC courses that we got, like Big Blue. There's a lot going on. It's very pretty. And this one, you know, the tracks they're clean, they're very nice, but there's not a lot of life to them. But I'm happy we got new tracks, and I'm hoping as it progresses, it's a little bit more what we got for Wii U DLC.
It was kind of apparent from the moment they showed this stuff off that there was just like I honestly felt like it was early builds. and was like, oh, there's going to be more, but there really isn't, you know? And like the current, we're looking at Sky Garden right now, looks gorgeous. The other GBA tracks were brought to life by Anti-Gravity, and this track not having, especially being in the sky, seems like such a strange missed opportunity. Like,
I honestly think that Skyway is one of the best looking new maps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this is one of the better looking maps, but yeah, they could have, because, you know, I relate this to Cloud Top Cruise, and that has some Anti-Gravity spots, and it's just, this doesn't have it.
This right here, this section of the track looks like it could have gone straight up.
Yeah, they could have just gone straight up. Yep.
And then come back down. And so it's just, I mean, again, they're small complaints, but like Johnny was saying, with the amount of effort that went into the DLC on the original game, this does feel, and I went through and looked, I was just looking at some different articles, and like Screen Rant is like, this is the laziest DLC Nintendo's ever done. Like that was basically what their headline read. And I was just like, wow, that seems a little bit
and
harsh.
And it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. I mean, I do feel like they could have done more, because I think what they did is they took these tracks from Tour and just like stretched them out to put them on Mario Kart 8.
Cheesy, what are some of your thoughts?
I mean, so I haven't been able to play the courses yet. Just like Johnny, I thought they were coming out today, and I ended up being the Mario clown looking at my laptop.
Yes, so you did.
Classic. I did too. That's beautiful.
I mean, so I'm not that big of a Mario Kart fan like you guys. Like, I do enjoy Mario Kart. I've played every Mario Kart. So today I was actually pretty hyped at the idea of playing these new courses and playing the cups again, just to, you know, have something new. But as like we're talking about it, you know, there's no anti-gravity in these courses. That doesn't mean that there won't be in the upcoming ones. We have also seen improvements just from the first time that they've shown the trailer. And like, I'm not trying to give Nintendo the benefit of the doubt when you're saying like it's the laziest, or when people are saying it's the laziest DLC. That's interesting to think about, because like Switch has had some great DLC. When you think about Octo Expansion, we've had Mario plus Rabbids was pretty awesome. Breath of the Wild, I thought was pretty great. So yeah, they did have some good DLC for Mario Kart 8 on the Wii, but that also was like the first time that we ever got DLC for Mario Kart. So maybe our expectations are already kind of heightened just because of that. But I'm excited to see more. And from what I'm looking at, it looks fun and that I'm just going to have a good time.
I will say this course, the Tokyo one, like has the most varied kind of lanes to it, because you get to have this upper path and the lower path, which is interesting and a mix up a little bit, but this is kind of the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, I think the tour maps, the specific tour maps, like the one that is shown here, the Tokyo and the Paris ones, like I think those are probably the best, most detailed maps in the pack. And they're probably I think they probably are my favorite tracks in it, which I was surprised, because I thought Mario Kart Tour was like, you know, a basic mobile game. Yeah, basic mobile game. But
yeah,
I think the specific tracks from Mario Kart Tour are the most interesting.
I mean, maybe they could be holding out too, because when you do look at Tour, they have costumes. So that would be awesome to see some costumes. There's some great characters that are in Tour.
Cheesy, I just want to say, keep that clown picture handy.
Just saying, man, it's possible.
It is possible.
So we have a handful of people in the chat right now, and Crawler dealt with this too, like Spare Change is saying, the new tracks are not popping up to select online. Oh, yes. The online tracks are going to be very few and far between, because everybody gets the chance to race them. but that also means they're not going to show up as often. So you're still going to race a lot of the older tracks.
I don't think you could specifically choose like the DLC maps to be the only ones that pop up.
No.
But it is nice. Like if you don't have the DLC, you could still play the maps.
It is. Yes. It's good. I just know a lot of us are going to be hungry to play those more often. And
in a competitive sense, because what I just did wasn't super competitive with Grand Prix.
Yeah. Right.
I know when the Wii U came out with the DLC, if you were doing, say, a friend lobby or even a tournament, probably they didn't allow you, like if somebody didn't have the DLC, no DLC maps would show up. But here, if people don't have the DLC, they just can't select them, but they could still play on them.
Yeah. Which so what I wonder nice. What that's gonna, I wonder what that's going to look like when there's three options in a random. Are you going to have a blank space, or is that just add more in the possibility of a course?
You mean like people that don't have the
DLC? Would there be four options and a random?
Yeah. So the way it worked when I was playing tonight, you would have, you know, most people had the DLC, but if they didn't have the DLC, they would choose a non DLC map random, and you would most likely get, you know, a non DLC map. I don't think if they're random and get selected, it's not going to be a DLC map.
Hmm.
I like Victor's comment. Can we pull that up?
Yeah.
It says maybe they didn't put any anti-gravity because they're trying to make the track longer and enjoyable. What do you guys think about that?
They're making it long. What is the comment?
They didn't put any anti-gravity because they're trying to make the track longer and enjoyable. I feel like the anti-gravity did make the tracks more enjoyable. Like it added such a crazy.
It didn't shorten it either.
I don't think so. And looking back at like courses like Mario Circuit from GBA that are on the Switch, like that the anti-gravity, like watching that track change as you're loading in and seeing like the hydraulics lift that piece up that we switched anti-gravity. That's like such a creative Nintendo thing to do, right? Like where it's, and that just like, it was just pleasing to the eye. Like you just knew like, oh, this is going to be cool, right? Because if you guys remember playing any of the GBA tracks or the Super Nintendo tracks, even they're completely flat. There's no life to them whatsoever. It's they're flat, and there's not really anything to them when you go back.
That's why I loved when they remastered them for 8, like the GBA, the SNES. Those are my favorite maps because it's just they're so creative on how they reimagined these. And I mean, there is a GBA. There's the Skyway in this one, which, like, again, I'm assuming it's in tour, but I don't know.
It is.
Yeah, so I think going forward, I don't know how many tracks are in tour. I have no idea. I doubt it's 48, but I think a lot of at least the early DLC we get is just going to be ports of tour.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's just like literally like edit, copy, edit, paste kind of thing. Like I well, wonder if there's something to it that makes it easy.
We talked about it.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
It was the biggest selection of viable courses that had high res textures already. So I mean, hopefully these first 8 tracks are like Choco Mountain. I don't think is in, maybe it is, I don't know, but like a wide variety of these courses are already in tour. And so they already had high res textures for what was on the phone, and they were able to blow that out to the correct aspect ratio and use those assets.
And yeah, and so maybe the first batch, it was like, yo, we're gonna actually do this like quick, right? Maybe that's the case. Maybe this is more of these are the ones we could get out the fastest, and they're gonna put a little more love into the later ones, right? Because we're talking about the entire game, like doubling the size of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. You know, I'm super stoked for that. And you know, Spare Change is saying Cocoa Mountain looked all right. Like I didn't mind the way it looked. The fact that they left some of the fog in there because of the draw distance of the 64, it was a necessity. Like I didn't mind that too much. But I'm with Johnny and Cheesy when it comes to like, I loved seeing what Nintendo would do with the classic tracks. Like it was cool watching.
I was going to try to, I had never gotten to Mushroom Blue Shell Dodge, and that just got taken away.
Could Choco Mountain looked different with some anti-gravity? Like if they had added, you know, and with Tour not having anti-gravity, as far as I can remember.
Like, yeah, I think a little bit of that.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either. And it's not bad. I played it the other day. I'm sure they got more people playing it as soon as they announced that some of the tracks were going to be over there, just to start maybe getting a little bit of a feel for them. But yeah,
I don't see Choco Mountain on the list of tour maps. I see Choco Island.
I see. Okay.
Nintendo got me to play Mario Run and Fire Emblem Heroes today. So, you know.
Just to get keychains. Yeah.
Yeah. I needed 120 points or something like that.
Love it. Love it. That's great. I've
burned out twice on this Grand Prix.
Uh-oh. It's going to be rough getting the 3 stars on this one. So,
is it possible that they can always go back to these courses and update them?
Not likely, but I mean, it could. I don't think any course has gotten an update.
Not that I can think of. Yeah. But I love like the bridge is out, right? So we get to jump it now. But I mean, that side of that thing, if you could have gone up and done anti-gravity with mm-hmm. some boosters, that would have just added another, like, that's how like Toad's Turnpike, which was a 64 track in the original game, you could drive up on the walls if you wanted to.
And so they have Toad Circuit in this, and that is hands down one of the worst tracks.
When do I do it, Josh?
Now.
Ah, I tried.
as soon as it tilts starts down. To drop.
That's what I tried to do.
You were literally like a split second early is all. So,
yeah, so Toad Circuit, I think, is one of the worst tracks. They could have spiced it up by putting some anti-grav on the map somewhere.
It essentially feels like the most boring out of the, if you're going to rank them, it hits the bottom.
It's a very straightforward, like no nonsense one, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I mean, I don't, it, it's one of those tracks that I didn't mind on a 3DS on Mario Kart 7, because it felt like you could just really fly through it. Like it was pretty quick. But it had
a lot of zip pads on it, and it doesn't have, I feel like it doesn't have as many as it could.
Interesting. Yeah. So, but I mean, there's so much hype right now. Like, everybody's stoked to get back into Mario Kart. Johnny, you had an amazing stream tonight playing.
Oh yeah.
Playing Mario Kart. Like this is fantastic. Hopefully it does only get better going forward, you know, like, because like you said, Cheesy, we've had some incredible DLC on the Switch. But I mean, this is $25 for $60 worth of content.
Oh, I blew it. I got greedy.
You know, it's $65 or $25 for $60 worth of content. And that also means that we may not get to, because they're banking on people buying Nintendo Switch Online and
Here's my pessimistic view. All right.
Okay.
So buckle up, everybody. This is going to be negative. So I think they didn't put as much effort as they could have because it's going into the expansion pass. If it was standalone only and they were trying to sell $25 worth of this content, they would have put more effort into it, I think. But I mean, it is a bonus.
In the long run, they're going to make more money on this because it's in the expansion pass.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just thinking, like, when you think about like Game Pass, right? A lot of the quality of games are not that great in Game Pass. And I think it's because
Outriders.
Outriders. Best game ever. But I'm just thinking, like, since it's a subscription based, like, they didn't really have to sell this.
What if it's because they're still working on Mario Kart 9?
Mario Kart 9's been done. It's just sitting. It's waiting for Switch 2 to come out.
Stop. I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
I don't want to be completely down. It was super fun tonight. I had so much fun playing tonight. The general consensus, we were all just having a blast again. It felt like when Mario Kart 8 first came out and everybody was playing. It's getting people back into the game, and that's, like, I don't really care that much about tracks in Mario Kart. I mean, it's definitely fun to see what they could do, but like playing with other people and playing with your friends, it's nothing can top it. Like Mario Kart 64 is still a blast to play,
right?
With your friends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think without like having any experience of playing the new DLC courses, I see what you're saying. To me, I think that they're fine as like being busy or whatever. But hearing that there is no anti-gravity in these courses is really quite a bummer, just because that is what Mario Kart 8 was. So hopefully that's not the rest of the pack. I don't know. That would really suck if it was.
Crawler almost dodged a blue with a zip.
I almost got the zip.
I almost lost my mind. I've tried. I've come so close before.
I was watching it come, and I was like, that is so close to being able to happen right now.
Yeah.
He's looking for his next viral Mario Kart clip.
That would have been some good stuff. I would have recorded that. And
Yeah. You would have posted your first TikTok.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no. And I mean, like, again, so many people were hyped. I streamed on TikTok today. I had a bunch of people join me. Everybody's like, when is it? Like, is this coming out? When is this out? Like there's a lot of people really looking forward to this DLC. I mean, my whole house is buzzing. Like, everybody's ready, like, to jump in and get some races in, you know, like, it's awesome. It's awesome that I'm not having to buy like 50 new copies of Mario Kart 9 right now, right? Like, this is saving me.
Oh, yeah, because you have the family plan. So that is a very good thing. You have Crawler has the family plan too. He's looking for family members. Hey,
I got a second Switch now, and I got kids that are playing Mario Kart, so I can take advantage of this.
Yeah.
I just need to get their account set up, but yeah.
Well, and Mario Kart was just on sale for $40 too. Like, yeah, that's something that doesn't happen very often.
I did have something. Somebody said this in chat tonight. They didn't buy Mario Kart 8 Deluxe until it was revealed. This DLC was revealed, because then they assumed, you know, we're not yet Mario Kart 9 for a while, so I might as well pick up Mario Kart 8. So I wonder how many people will be doing that. I think it jump back up to number one on the eShop.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all. We'll have to look at some NPDs next week and check, but I'm sure it's going to be up there as far as like it's going to be bonkers, you know, bonkers. Well, cause I mean, I got my niece and nephew Switches for Christmas, and now I'm like, oh, I got to get them. I was kicking myself. I didn't get it for them when it was on sale. Like, It didn't dawn on me.
What's another, you know, what's another $20 or whatever?
another $40 because I got to get them. Well, they do have one. They have one digital copy. That's the thing, and it's on their home Switch. So, on the family Switch. So, but I mean, they love it. They love, and it's such a great game for any level of skill. Because, and I mean, we totally mixed things up with Mario Kart the other night for me on stream. Yeah. I was for $2, chat was picking my setup, and for $5, they were making me race motion control, and it was pure pandemonium. Like, it was just absolutely nuts. And I had to race as Waluigi, and you know,
so you actually won those ones?
No, because he's on a scooter with cloud wheels, wheels.
There was a few times that if I got like first or second, though, they were like, I feel cheated. You need to do that again. Like, they just wanted to see me lose. So, Mario Kart DLC, we're all going to play it. We'll talk about it more next week. You know, hopefully it wasn't too much of a bummer. Just kind of like, again,
our thoughts on it.
It's the game that I play the most on my Switch. Like, and I just want to see Nintendo care about it as much as we do. And I want to have something that's like, yo, these are so fun, we can keep going back to them, not have them not be as good as the tracks we've been playing for the last, you know, 8 years or whatever.
I personally thought we were going to see an announcement of Wave 2 today. Or, I mean, I guess it could still be tomorrow tomorrow. I don't know. Friday.
Is it
so they could yet? Still reveal something on Friday.
It's tomorrow for Johnny.
Yeah. They could still reveal something on Friday. I'm assuming they're going to be promoting this on all their accounts. Maybe they'll be like, oh, and here's Wave 2. Here's what we got for Wave 2. Because data miners have leaked the tracks. That's out there if you want to see it.
If you want to check them out. Yeah. Cryptic is saying, do you think Wave 2 Shadow drops during E3? Potentially. I mean, we got to get at least two more in this year, assuming we get three each year, right? So
yeah,
that would potentially be the plan. And then let's see, he also said it's exciting to be playing Mario Kart again, and I completely agree. Like, it was fun seeing some old faces in the stream for me, jumping into the races and stuff. Like it's a blast. So I love it. I love that we're seeing people get stoked about it. I also love that we're getting new Monster Hunter DLC, and that Cheesy played Monster Hunter for, I believe, the first time.
Yeah.
Let's hear about it. How did it go?
Well, so the first night, I really had like terrible allergies. I don't know what was going on, but like my mind.
We had a nice day in Colorado, and it was.
Yeah. My mind was just not really there. I felt like I was kind of drifting a little bit, but then as the stream went on, it got better. I think that it is it's a really cool game. And for the most part of that stream, I was playing by myself. So it's very tutorial heavy. And I was having to read a lot, which I don't mind. But when you're streaming, you just don't know if like you need to be reading every single thing just to make it entertaining for the viewers. But then once I got to probably like an hour towards the end of the stream, I had a friend of mine who joined me. And that's when it really became a lot of fun. Like, I get the appeal of hunting these monsters. And the sense of discovery, it did remind me a lot of Pokemon Arceus. So I had a lot of fun with it. I don't know if I will buy it right away just because we still have a ton of games that are coming out. But like, to play with the four of us, like, I would love to do that.
That's really where the game shines. Like, and I know for me, getting prepped for the DLC, like, I want to get my HR up quite a bit more. And
they announced that they're releasing armor and weapons that will allow new players to get ready for the DLC.
That's cool, because most of the time I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I thought I was doing good things, and like, but I just didn't know. And then when my friend joined me, he's like super fast. He's like kind of flying all over the place. And so it was cool to see that there's more that you can do as you get further along in the game and have these kind of advantages of taking down the monsters.
Yeah, it definitely gets easier.
It gets easier, and it does get to be a lot more fun. The beginning of every Monster Hunter is a grind. That's it's always been the case.
Isn't it like you don't actually play the game until you're like 40 hours in or something?
That's what it seems like. Yeah.
I feel like Monster Hunter Rise is probably the most beginner-friendly
Monster
Hunter. And I, that's what we bonded over. That's what me, Josh, and Crawler bonded over is Monster Hunter Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a ton of fun hunting. I feel like we were doing it like every night at some point.
We were doing quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. We were hooked. It had its hooks in us. It dropped at like the perfect time last year. It was like, the early game, if I remember correctly. Right.
Like it was like March. I think it was like around this time last year. Yeah.
And it just hit right at the right time. Cryptic is saying, best way to learn Monster Hunter is with a group of friends. I mean, and that really was true. I mean, Johnny, you had only played what Monster Hunter World, right? Which was another like step in the like
new people in kind of game.
Yeah, like a more like I want
to
say
actiony to what.
Yeah, or arcadey style Monster Hunter versus like the like kind of the. I don't know if RPG is the best way of putting it, but like kind of the grind fest that was typically Monster Hunter. I mean, there were times that I would fight the same monster probably, you know, 20 times trying to get one piece of loot to drop, you know? And so like it could be a serious grind, and that's still in there. It's still in there, but it really is it's such a great, great game. And looking at this DLC, this is a Switch game. Like this, it looks gorgeous. Like it's one of the better looking Switch games for sure. And the online runs better than probably any other Switch game, period. Yeah. Like it's shocking how well it runs.
It sounds like I haven't actually watched. This was the Capcom kind of presents something just on.
It was like a
Wednesday
Hunter
or Tuesday.
Earlier this week.
Yeah. It was earlier this week.
But it sounds like, especially if you guys said they're adding stuff to let new players experience stuff easier. I know with Iceborne, you had to have beaten Monster Hunter World to even play it. So yeah, like the DLC was inaccessible. Oh, this is how this is too?
Yeah, the story picks up after.
Okay.
Where Rise.
I was gonna say maybe they made progress and they're finding a way to let new players in a little bit easier. But...
No, it's just upgraded armor and weapons, but you still need to beat Monster Hunter Rise in order to access Sunbreak.
Have we beat it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, luckily Rise isn't that hard to beat. Like Rise. To beat the game Rise, it's not that bad.
Did we beat this?
Yeah. It was that weird.
It was the big one in the special arena.
In that small arena. Yeah, in that small arena.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't.
I'm shaking my head no, because I don't remember. But I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we did it because honestly, it's after that where you just get to hunt. It's kind of like Pokemon where you're like,
you pick an armor or a weapon that you want to get and you just go grind it out. You just go run it over and over and over again.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, I said, like Pokemon,
we just did it hanging out. We got so second nature with it that we didn't have to think. And we were just able to chat for 2.5-3 hours as we played. We played until probably 3 a.m, 4 a.m, Johnny's time. It was tax season for Johnny.
Yeah, it was this time. It was this time of year.
That's right. He was like, I have to work.
I have to count numbers. I have to count beans tomorrow. I need to know what I'm doing.
That's just glad that we didn't have to hunt the monsters from Monsters, Inc. Because if we had to do that, I don't know if I have it in me.
I think I want some armor made out of Sully, so.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I mean,
wow.
That's what Monster Hunter is. You kill the monsters and wear their skin as armor.
Hitman's asking if the new DLC is live for Mario Kart. It is. Yes. Go download the DLC right now and start playing. Start playing right now. So, and it looks like Sleeping Cat Studios just cheered 25 bits. So thank you so much for that. It would be worth picking up, Cheesy, mm-hmm. for sure. And I think Capcom has a big sale right now.
Yeah,
I think
it's 33% off, so yeah.
So it's 40 bucks.
$40.
Yeah, we need you guys to keep us accountable to play with Cheesy, like, because we're all really great about talking about how we're gonna play Splatoon together, and guess how many times we have.
We've been in chat with Cheesy while he was playing Splatoon. That's yeah. the closest.
Sorry, Elden Ring is really good, and I just want to play Elden Ring.
It is.
But we have Kirby next week, so...
We do have Kirby next week.
I mean, that's Elden Ring.
I need to get my my pre-order in at GameStop so I get pins or whatever.
Go ahead, Johnny, say it. Say it.
I'm not going to say it. I don't want to get yelled at.
Oh, shout out to Hitman for gifting 2 subs. Thank you so much for that.
I think I'll probably be the downer on Kirby. Like, I think I'll be the one that's down on it after we all play it.
I need to go back, and I haven't played since I beat the demo or whatever to play around with the upgraded weapons, because I think that could be fun.
What are you gonna go to Demo Plus?
I mean, it kind of is that they let you play with the upgraded weapon stuff. It looks fun.
Now I feel silly.
Did you even play the demo and beat it?
Hey, yes.
Okay,
yes.
There's that a big, boss was super gorilla easy. At the end. Yeah,
he didn't even touch super me. Hard. That was like a Dark Souls boss.
They just get harder from there.
Put it on wild mode.
Hey, it's not supposed to be easy. Kirby is OP. All right. He's just too strong. He's just too strong. They tried to make it. They're like, this is hard. Like, this is beyond hard mode. This is literally wild is the same as dread in Metroid for Kirby. And there was no, they,
it's just hard mode for devs to dumb down a game enough.
That makes
Kirby feel vulnerable.
Hard. It must be really hard to make. I think making an easy game is probably harder than making a hard game.
Because you don't want to make it too easy.
Like, how do you balance?
Star Allies was too easy. Like, I could close my eyes and jump.
You could fly over the levels.
Yeah.
I don't want to get, I don't think Kirby is for me. And I don't think it will ever be for me. But I understand that people like it. It's just, I need some type of challenge. Something.
Unless it's Halo, because that's a little too hard for you.
No, alright, so I don't mind easy games. I don't mind easy games, but you gotta, like, Mario Odyssey is super easy. That game is really easy.
Dark Side of the Moon is not, though.
I mean, post-game is hard. That's what you need, but Mario Odyssey, the main story, is super easy.
Mm-hmm. Alright, here we go.
It depends on the moons that you go after.
But you don't have to go for them.
No, that's you don't thing. Have to. Yeah.
Hitman says, I only played and beat the OG Game Boy game. What are your top 3 Kirby games? Ooh. Top
I only
3
have one.
Kirby games.
I'd say Super I played Star. I played Game Boy Super Kirby Star. And Dream Land. That was kind of it until Star Allies for me.
Yeah, same. I've only played Kirby Adventure and Dream Land and Star Allies. So
Or I guess Game Boy is Kirby Adventure, isn't it? Is that what it
How
is?
Did you guys get on this show?
I don't know. I got a SNES Classic and NES Classic. Those Kirby's on there, isn't it?
Okay. Sure. You all have home. That's it.
I played Robobot.
There you go. No. You can't give us homework. You didn't even play a demo until after our podcast.
You gotta play the Robo game. That's the best really one. Yeah. It's like if you guys remember playing Mega Man X, and you remember the getting into the mechs in Mega Man X. I don't even remember if that's a thing, but I feel like it is.
Yeah, it is.
Doing that in Kirby, it was like this.
What
is
what console
so
is that one
good.
On?
That's 3DS. So you got to pick it up soon.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Kirby and honestly, the dream, like Dreamland on the Game Boy. That's like that. That
I'm trying,
was.
I'm trying to buy Kirby right now. It's like, I don't know. The eShop is like wackadoodle.
It's not working. They don't want your money.
Oh, okay. It's because it was a pre-order and it has like all these like weird.
Is it triple like, deluxe? Is that what the game is?
There's triple deluxe. There's Robobot. But I think Robobot's the one that you want.
Planet Robobot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's really good. I probably played it for 15 minutes. It's really, really good.
So you beat it. You 100% did it if you played it for 15 minutes.
That's still a $40 game on Amazon.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Game. Yep. Oh yeah. It's not. It's
Kirby's
not
like popular, super popular.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. Like even the Kirby Star Allies, I had a really good time with that game. It was, there was nothing to it. Like you could play it with, it almost played itself.
The very end game was kind of fun. I enjoyed the little dance they did. Kirby is always fun when they dance at the end of the level.
Oh yeah.
Music in Kirby is always great.
Yeah,
I'm excited. So speaking of music for
every time you beat a boss, you dance around with a little jingle.
And there we go.
I gotta give a shout out to Mikey for the 200 bits. Thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate you. So,
all right, let's not turn this into a Kirby bashing session.
That's why I took you out for a second, put you in timeout.
I think that the Forgotten Land, it looks so good.
There's your guys's from Brave. Pip, it says I played through the demo and it bored the pants off me. I'm gonna have to wait until after it comes out and watch somebody play it on Twitch, I think. So yeah, I mean,
Kirby games have never really been intellectually stimulating. I mean,
yeah, they're not for us, all right? They're not.
They're baby games.
I'm gonna push back
on that and say they are not games that you have to lean forward and play. That's mm-hmm. it. They're games to relax with. And I think that's a
good
thing. But
even relaxing, I feel like I want my brain to at least use like three cells.
Hey, you need it. Like this was timed perfectly. They're like, yo, Elden Ring's coming out here. We're going to let everybody have a nice little respite from Elden Ring and play some Kirby. Right?
I just want an option to sit back and play more games with my Pokeball controller.
Well, I got some bad news. It's not going to happen with Kirby.
It's like, what, three buttons on here? I don't know.
It's a Game Boy. Yeah, it's a D-pad and two buttons. You're good.
It's got a button up top. It's got a button in the middle.
You only need one button in Kirby. It's the fly button.
That's jump. That's A up here. And then, yeah, we can play with this.
See, Hitman gets it. Since I can use the new Kirby game to cool down with after a Street Fighter V tourney. Exactly. Exactly. I feel like they made the Forgotten Lands kind of interesting. Like Kirby's always been relatively like straightforward, linear, straight, like, and these were kind of similar, but like I felt
there's biomes and a world to build and a small
sense of exploration. Anyway, I was kind of checking nooks and crannies and wondering,
I got all the tulips
and like
get the NFTs. You got to find your NFTs.
You almost made Crawler swear again. It would have been two episodes in a row. Got to be careful. Careful, Johnny. Don't say the NFT word. So
I think it's going to be fun. There's some challenges, and I'm not saying that they will be challenging, but just like little missions, I guess. And it already looks like a beautiful game. I think the designs are really creative. In the demo, you have that one turtle that has like a building attached to it just because of how long it's been there, I guess. But yes, Kirby is definitely OP because he went mouthful mode on that car that has probably been sitting there for years. And then he's just able to jumpstart it.
I mean, the way you make a Kirby game more challenging and more engaging is you completionist it and you just go 100% and get everything.
But also saving all the Waddle Dees and rebuilding that town, I think, is going to be fun. You know, there's not a lot that we got to do in the demo. But with the stuff that we were just given to do, I think there's still more that, you know, we will be surprised about for a Kirby game.
The twist at the end is you go right into Splatoon 3.
I'm about it.
Because, you know, it's post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
And probably have Inkopolis. Like, one of the biomes is Inkopolis.
Paris. Aren't they in Paris for Splatoon 3? We saw the Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but that's pretty much what the theory is.
Is that why Paris is in Mario Kart? Are they all tied together?
Oh, maybe. They're all linked. Oh, same world.
Linked. Nice. I see what you did there.
Link is in Mario Kart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. I hope this wasn't too much of a bummer episode. Like, Mario Kart's good, and so is Kirby. Don't worry.
So is Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter's fun.
Yeah. No, like, I was super excited to get here tonight and be able to talk about this stuff, you know? Like, it's... I mean, we love this stuff. I got literally... I have a Mario Kart shrine in my office. Like, I just showed these guys the dual pack of remote control cars. In fact, I'll show everybody that's here live or watching the video right here. Look at this thing. Like, these are no joke. Like, Yoshi and Mario on their four-wheelers. And the track they're on is Mario Grand Prix from the Game Boy remade on the...
Mario's face? What is going on there?
He's
like horrified. Like, what is he? Like, oh my God.
He's got Luigi staring him down somewhere on that course.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, I couldn't be more stoked to be able to jump in to do some more Mario Kart. And Kirby's looking great. I bought Triangle Strategy last week. I haven't played it yet, though. Like, I just, you know.
We still got Shin Megami Tensei to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, there's new Pokemon content, too.
That's right. Yeah, if you have the save state of Arceus,
oh,
right?
Oh, man. That's a bummer, I guess. I mean, if you're like me, you already had it, so it's not a big deal.
If you're playing those Pokemon games still, you have Arceus. So, I mean, come on. Yeah.
And I've been playing that. I finally beat Pokeball Pokemon, you know? So that.
You're further than me.
Johnny almost spit his water out.
There shall be no Arceus hate on this podcast. Best game outside of Elden Ring.
I was gonna say, Johnny was all about Arceus game of the year until January 20. When was
it? I mean, I was all February for something. It until I had to try to get. Until I tried to get the shiny charm, and then that was just like that was
yeah. And then you said you got less shinies after that too.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting less shinies.
I think I finally saw one shiny, but
did you catch it?
I think I either killed it or it ran away. Oh my God. Like a little mushroom hippo.
Josh doesn't know if he has a shiny in front of him unless he's got chat yelling at him.
Does the mushroom hippo, if he's a lighter tan, is that a shiny? Do you guys know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Which one's the mushroom hippo?
I don't know. It just looked like a little hippo. Like,
I mean, there's a Hippowdon.
What did you just say?
I don't think it looks like a. I don't know if it looks like a mushroom.
Well, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, but there were two of them on the. Next to each other, and they were different colors. So,
oh,
like,
it's because I know exactly what you mean. There's a male and a female,
yeah,
and they're different colors, they're not shiny.
Then I have not seen a single shiny in Arceus, unless and I think there's a mission tied to one that'll probably be my first one.
Yeah,
I have shiny. A shiny one that abducts children and kills them. So,
what
isn't that what it does?
Driftloom, that's
Now I'm really excited to play. Forget Mario Kart DLC. I'm getting back into Arceus Survival Horror.
That's my one shiny. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Abducts children and kills them.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying. I'm going to check this out. Chat, thank you for being here. If you're listening to this after the fact, we love you guys. Thank you so much for putting up with us week after week. We're going to keep going strong. And there are going to be micro episodes coming out. I do apologize about last week's episode. I had literally got my computer back from the shop. It didn't all work. When I downloaded the episode, it never fully downloaded it, but the previous episode had, and I thought that was it. So I uploaded the wrong audio and it finally updated on Google almost a week later.
What a horrible podcast host you are.
Garbage.
Shame him. Shame him on Twitter.
Yes, please. That's at N64Josh. follow me and then unfollow me. That's my favorite thing. So I was, there's going to be more micro episodes coming out. And if there's any topics you guys want us to cover, anything like that, hit us up in the Discord. I think we were actually supposed to cover a topic tonight that Cheesy had, but we're going to hang on to it and talk about it next week. What if Nintendo gets weird in 2023? And so that's going to be, I might even put up a little article on N64Josh.com and you guys can comment there or get into the Discord and comment there as well. So thanks again for everything. We will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody.